Yes, sir. That was great. I don't know how it came across.
Very, very well.
Not very well.
Because the,
and we,
Patricia told me the picture was very bad tonight, which that poor Carruthers is so stupid.
No, she's dead wrong. The picture was the best you've had in years.
Really?
Yeah.
But maybe it was her set then, because she told me. She wasn't criticized. She said maybe it was a bad set, but she said
that's the one problem with it, and that's the thing I want to do some checking on. If you had your set right, the picture was the best we've ever had, I think.
Yeah.
But because of the yellow backdrop, I think it's more sensitive to the set being set right.
She said I looked very pale, and, you know, she was not criticized.
Yeah.
She was, of course, all for us, but she said it was very pale, and so you should have done something about it, you know.
That's the set, because I purposely moved my set out of adjustment to see what it did, and it was bad if you moved it out. When you got it set right, it was sensational. But I'm not so sure that it's worth, in other words, it's a little bit better than the other picture, but it can go wrong, where the other picture, it doesn't really matter
too
much. When you use the blue backdrop, the set being out of whack doesn't matter. But the speech itself is just worked superbly well, and yet you looked up over half the time, I think, and as far as...
Well, I've read every word.
I know it. But the structure came out perfectly, the pitch is perfect, and I think we, you know, that was the right way to do it. It was the kind of talk that was fit being read, and I think was good that you did. I think we would have had problems if you had, if you'd had to push it all on trying to get it.
Right. I could have done it, but I don't think I really needed to, and I think we got across the points. I mean, they, like the buck stops here, and the thing about that with Reisner, of course, I was talking about, that was quite moving, I think, at the end.
The close was marvelous.
I don't know. What did you think?
Oh, yeah. That was just great. And the structure, the way you work from, you know, going from the war then into the battle of the budget, you know, the new battle, and then from into the defense thing, and then
right.
back to the
peace.
To build up America, and then to the peace, and then to the POW close was, I think, just fit exactly right. And the news tonight was just loaded with POW.
Right.
You know, guys coming home.
The thing is, you see, this is what I'm trying to get speechwriters to understand, that is the structure of a speech.
Yep.
Now, I wrote, as you know, every word of this. Nobody did one stinking word on this except me. That isn't a great thing, but it wasn't bad.
No, but the structure really was. I mean,
it's the architecture that is important.
And there's some damn good lines. I mean, saying things like, you know, when they decided to stonewall us at the conference table is a hell of a lot better way than saying that the negotiation reached.
Which is the way Henry wrote it. Yeah, that's right.
And
putting it, the buck stops here, and...
Henry was delighted with it. He went on over right afterwards to that Russian art reception, but at the gallery. But he came in on his way out, and he thought it was just great. He particularly was pleased with the delivery. He said you'd already covered the foreign policy content, and he thought that was great. And he liked, which is kind of an interesting thing, he liked very much the mixture of foreign policy and domestic on the basis that you made the news in this country out of the meat prices. But you got your warning in on foreign policy, which was not a good point, really, in this country,
right.
He thinks. Now, extra is a good point in this country, but
maybe
not with his
not.
Friends.
But I got that across pretty strong, I thought.
Yep.
But, you know, really, when you come down to it, you know, I think, too, all the stuff, I mean, and I don't say this critically, but what Schultz and Ehrlichman submitted to me to say on the budget, believe me, was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
That's interesting.
I rewrote that, and what I said in the budget was goddamn good.
Right.
Believe me, I think I got it across, or would you agree?
Absolutely. And you tied it to the right thing and tying it to the family budget.
Yeah.
And
would you say it's interesting to
have? Well, I was just getting some of the comments in here, and the point Weinberger makes is the, well, of course, he starts with it made me very proud to be an American, and that's the reaction you're going to get from people. But then he said the presentation on the budget ceiling has never been better, and he intends to pick that up for his own speeches, and said the meat ceiling comments were handled just right, and I was very concerned about it. The Truman reference to the buck stopping should be used by everybody, and like the veterans thing and the thanking Americans was particularly well done.
and see, we got the thinking of the Americans. We should, and also, some of these people have got to understand, and Bill Rogers got to get off his ass on this, and Elliot Richardson, the way I defended the defense budget. God
yeah.
damn them. They've got that. Now, they will, but they must do it.
Yeah, well, I've got the, you know, the specific points, and we're working each.
Who's going to work it out? It knows the Brody group and that, or
yeah.
Brady, have we got a group, or is,
yeah.
it, is it lost now with Colson gone?
No, it's not lost. The, that part of it is better than it was when Colson was here, but some of the strategic stuff is not nearly as good, but
we follow through better.
Fine. It's interesting. Brennan, said, you know, that he particularly liked the strong stand for the veterans and the need to hang tough on amnesty. And he says, this is what we need to stay strong. Elliot Richardson, the closing was what he thought was great, and he, the content is going to be very valuable, all of us testifying on the Hill. And he's, of course, they're all going to be enthusiastic, but they're...
It's, I know, they've got to be.
Other comments there, looking at some of the ethnic types, George DeBria, our Democrat guy out in Cleveland, says the timing of the inflation and meat prices portion was very good. And the thing on why he's vetoing the bills was put well, a common man can now understand, which is, you know, that's your budget thing. And Tonelli of the paper workers says, I thought it was a great speech, especially the part on meat prices. Put it on the line, spell it out. And the International Laborers Union, freeze on meat, desperately needed, has my full support on the water issue. So, that's Peter Fosco.
Let's see if we get the new majority that way.
Hell, but yeah. And then looking at some of the local official types, Mayor Collins says the imposition of beef prices are important. The short term, the appeal for returning vets was very good, an effective speech. Only someone with divine providence could do better. Nice comment. Thomas Jensen from Tennessee, a state legislator guy, says the president really comes across in this kind of address, was pleased to hear about the budget thing, supports the general concept, has trouble with some cuts in specific programs, which, you know, anybody's going to have. Governor West, South Carolina, we all rejoice with the president at the end of the war. I'm always talking about the action he took tonight on meat prices. He's, you know, Democrat governor, is super supportive. Billy Mills in L.A., one another Democrat guy, we're picking up some of them now. This is a brilliant speech, well done, well organized, very positive. The only point any critic could make is that we should have been more general with controls instead of just picking meat. Mayor Allen of Olympia, Washington, he told it like it is, was strong, and it's in complete agreement. You can't deficit your way to a lasting prosperity. Anticipates a lot of mail to Congressman Sanders. Thank God you asked for the mail. I think that was great.
They won't get much, you know.
I don't know. I told the guys ahead of time to use. I didn't know you were going to ask.
Well, of course, I don't have as much confidence as you have in the Brody operation. I think they got about 80 people over there, and with goddamn little stroke.
But they don't have 80 people.
Maybe they have 30 then.
Well,
all right, fine.
Mayor Moody of Columbus says, can only expect favorable reaction. It was a great day for America. Felt it was the action the president had to take. He himself is going to issue the call for congressional mail. See, I think you give people something to hang on the mail thing, and I think we can get it. Mayor Driggs of Phoenix, one of his most effective speeches. He likes the use of a speech rather than a teleprompter. Thought it was a courageous action to change position on meat controls and expects favorable reaction.
Teleprompter. I never used one, but didn't know it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, but he was saying he likes the idea of you're not using it. And likes the idea that he commented on your saying to Hanoi play ball according to the rules.
What about we haven't got anything from the Congress, I guess.
Let me see.
Pretty dead apparently up there. Who was working on the Congress? Brody or who?
I'm not sure because they cover the phones on across the board. I don't have the congressman's here yet. I'll get some, I'm sure.
Oh, well, we'll see. That's important, though. God damn it, the Congress is pissing on us and on the other thing. And some of our guys, if this is one time, for 3 months now, 2 months, we've done everything that Timmons and the rest and everybody else has suggested. Kiss the ass of the Congress. We've had them down. We've had them for jump in. It takes a while to get it. But there, but you do feel that the Burundi bunch is contacting the right people because they are.
Oh, sure. They've done a hell of a job on getting this. Done a much better job than we've done before on getting the support group going that's doing something. They've got a hell of a good program of mobilizing the organizational people, which you got to work. You can't work through individuals. We can't reach enough.
No more. No way. I agree.
And you can, but you need a catalyst. And the thing I was whipping them on was, you know, they've laid the base, but they needed something to get it cranking now. And I didn't know you were going to ask for the mail, but I was making the point that they can work from this speech. The defense lobby can start working the hell out of the strong defense pitch.
Who do you call about the defense lobby? Believe me, who the hell do you call?
I can give you a list of who they call. I don't know.
Who do you call?
I don't call anybody.
Oh, goddammit. Then it won't be done then. Because everybody will sit and think somebody in the White House is going to do it, Bob. That's my problem.
No, they won't. But
is Rudy going to call, or is Elliot Richardson, or who?
They have a whole setup for
who's they?
Pushing the buttons. Baroudi,
all right. Okay.
His group, Timmons,
good.
The congressional group,
good.
The departments.
But with regard to the mail and defense thing, you're absolutely right. But there's a whole, really, there is an establishment out there. But they got to get off their ass, and they got to call 1,000 people. And they should do it in 24 hours, and it can be done. Stick it off their ass and do it. You see, the trouble is they all sit around the bar, and they don't call people.
Now, that isn't true at all.
Is it?
No.
Well, we'll see. On the defense budget, we'll see. Boy, those guys have got a hell of an interest in this.
Absolutely.
They can call 100 lobbyists in Washington and get 200,000 calls, believe me, on the defense. Believe me, they could. That's what Baroudi ought to do, because Baroudi knows these people. He worked for Laird. He knows them.
Well, anyway, no question, but, you know, we get them set ahead of time. They start.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're probably doing a hell of a lot better than I realize.
Period. Let's wait a couple. We got to keep lashing now.
I totally agree. We lash too much, perhaps.
Much.
That's right.
The question is to wait. You can't.
I know.
An hour after the speech, whether you got anything out of it. Whether you know that is in
sure.
A couple days.
Sure. Well, anyway, it's good that they're working. And, I'm awfully glad, though, that we didn't go today with the Dean thing. We can't even go with it tomorrow, as it turns out.
That's because, right here.
Which is all right. I mean, we'll just dump it through. I mean, you can't. There are times, you know, that you have to take the heat, and that's that. And it's going to be a tough time for poor fellows like Bush, who isn't a very strong man, but a very, very nice man. You know, he's going to have to stand up. That's it. Don't you agree?
I think he will.
I think he will, too. In the meantime, we on this, our guy should be out just beating the goddamn bushes like hell, you know.
Well, this is the other
for defense and for holding the line on the budget, for peace with honor, you know.
Get the people to quit worrying about the Watergate.
Right.
Pumping so hard.
Exactly.
This they don't have time to.
Yeah. Now, you're in touch with the Baroudi bunch tonight, are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why don't you call them, tell them, see what else they've got, and call me back, okay?
All right.